From the heavens above to the rock beneath our feet, the entire universe is governed by laws. These laws are extremely powerful, and they don't discriminate between good or bad. Gravity doesn't care if you're a good person, so if you decide to jump off of a 30-story building, there's a good chance that the incoming pavement is the last image you'll have before meeting your maker. Hiding in plain sight, within the very fabric of reality, is a powerful, universal law. Most people never stop for a second to look around and notice it. It's one of the most powerful laws in the universe, and if you know how to harness it for yourself, you'll be able to fast-track your way to wealth, health, and happiness that you deserve. So what is this mystical law that nobody seems to have heard of? It is something that the ancient cultures have known for thousands of years. It is something that, once unleashed, will have the entire universe bending over backwards for you. It is something that your mother and father probably never told you about. It is called the secret. If you've ever had an exceptionally bad day, and we all have, then you've already witnessed the law of attraction in action. Let's imagine that you wake up one day and you step in your dog's crap on the way to the kitchen. Before you've woken up completely, the coffee maker malfunctions and blasts coffee all over the counter. On your way to your job that you hate, you can't stop thinking about how horrible your morning has been. You vividly imagine and focus on every little thing that went wrong. And when you arrive at work, you get a call from your boss who tells you that your performance has really been suffering lately, and if you don't do something about it, you'll lose your job that you hate but only work because you have no other way to pay the bills. You continue to focus intensely on all the horrible events that seem to appear out of nowhere. You begin to feel like the entire universe took a huge dump in your lap for fun. Whether you realize it or not, your every thought physically changes your reality. It is easy to think that thoughts have no effect on your environment. But according to new breakthroughs in quantum physics, your thoughts actually have much more of an impact than you might have thought. Although thoughts have been shown to physically alter water molecules, the impact that they have on the universe is much more profound than physical changes. To grasp this subject, think of your mind like a broadcasting tower that is always on and transmitting signals. Every thought that you have is like a signal or frequency that is broadcasted from your brain. Science has proven that our thoughts are like vibrational waves of energy, and whenever we are thinking about something, we are broadcasting our thoughts into the very fabric of the universe. Guess what? The universe is a good listener, and since you were a child, it has been answering back. Your most dominant thoughts, things that you always focus on, are broadcasting frequencies deep into the heavens. Since the universe is always listening, it matches you up with the frequency that you're broadcasting. That day that you had, when everything went wrong, you were broadcasting the wrong frequency. Until it's proven otherwise, humans are the most powerful creatures in the universe, and we have abilities that are far beyond what we think we are capable of. In fact, science has only scratched the surface of how the human mind works and how it interacts with reality. The law of attraction is like a television broadcasting station. Its goal is to match the receiver up with the frequencies or thoughts that they are broadcasting. If your dominant thoughts are for incredible riches and a loving, faithful partner, then the universe will match you up with these desires. The mistake that most people make when trying to apply this universal law is thinking that they're going to attract whatever they want into their life just by thinking of it. If only it were that easy. To unleash the secret, you must broadcast your deepest desires in the form of constant thoughts, and you must be ready to accept the opportunities that the universe sends your way. The law is mysterious, and in most cases, it's not going to drop $1 million in your lap. All of the people who have won millions from the lottery had to actually purchase a ticket. They had to get out there and do things. So,
okay, my people, so we're talking about the secret muscle. And just like you was listening to him say about the secret muscle, faith without works is dead. Faith is action. Okay, which will give you the satisfaction. And as we're talking about the secret muscle, I want you to know this, all right? I want you to know that when you're talking about pushing and pulling, okay, if you go to the gym, but also into the health and wellness and going to the gym or to the dojo to train, remember, you have a pulling and you have the pushing muscles, right? Both are important, but the most important, if you had to choose one, is the pulling muscle. So what am I saying? I'm saying that when you're pulling the muscle, which I say is the secret muscle, okay, you are like a puppet master pulling on the puppet so that the puppet can do the movement, so that the the puppet could do what the puppet master's intention is, right? The puppet master and the puppet are one and the same, right? That's right. So my people, as we're talking about the secret muscle, I also wanted to let you know that you got to have the thought. Remember, you are the sum total of your thoughts, and you have to have the faith. You got to have the right feeling. Okay, so you got to continue to wake up in the morning and have that abundant mind state, okay? And if you got any stinking thinking in the deeper mind, you got to renew the mind. So let's talk some more about this secret muscle. Okay, so I remember reading a book a while back, you know, by one of the great spiritual teachers, and he said that out of all your five senses, your sight, you know, what you say, and what you smell and all that other good stuff, out of all the five senses, he said, guess which sense is the most important? And I'm pretty sure you guessed it already. That's right. The touching, the feeling, right? Yes, that's the most important out of all the senses. And when we're talking about that, we need to remember that, like they said, feeling is the secret. Even Reverend Ike was saying that. Feeling is the secret. Okay, my people, we start to see now from research that even the ancient peoples is always trying to teach the same concept, that you can have the thought, but you gotta have the right thought, but you also have to have the right action. You got to have the right feeling, okay? These are some great ways to also overcome limiting beliefs when you have the right action. Whatever come up, say in your self-image you got something negative, you can do something. You can do what you're afraid to do, okay? This is what I'm talking about in my third ebook. I have three ebooks out, and I'm talking about the same information. Once again, feeling is the secret. All you got to do to eliminate some limiting beliefs is five different things that you can do, okay? One is do what you're afraid to do. That's the action. Do what you're afraid to do. Just do it. You know, you got the thought. You got the thoughts. You can think it. And then do it. You know what I'm saying? And then you got the what? You got the thoughts, the words. You can say it. And then go do it. You know what I'm saying? And then you got the thought, word, and you got the action. You know? And then you got the what? You got the feeling. And then you got the sight where you sit down and you see it. You visualize it. Okay, if you can, the more you can do, the more better it is, the more stronger it is. All right, my people, and that's just a little bit of information about how to overcome limiting beliefs. But don't forget, the secret muscle is about feeling. The secret muscle is about two different things. And once again, I'm going a little bit more deeper into this on the ebook. So if you're interested, you need to hit me up because there's some very great value in these ebooks. If you're trying to get to, if you're trying to continue to get to the next level in 2020. So once again, faith and supreme confidence and the divine power in yourself and in you, because you are one and the same with that great power, with that great limitless love. All right, my people. So I'm not going to go on and on because I said I was going to keep it short and sweet. Make sure you keep on eating those healthy, alkaline, sweet things. And I'll talk with you guys later. This is Tyrone once again. And once again, if you like some more information on those ebooks, look in the description. Or you can send me a message at MasterTYE811@gmail.com. All right. And I'll also be sending you some free goodies also. Once again, if you're dealing with those limiting beliefs, if you need some help with them, I'll be sending you some free stuff on that too. Peace and love.